Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second, the third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting third, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vance Page. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vance Page. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second, the center fielder, Johnny Cooney. Batting third, the third baseman, Debs Garms. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Buddy Hassett. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh, the first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Turner. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Turner. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Hassett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page bunts towards the mound. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel scores. There goes Herman trying to get to third. Simmons throws the ball into Garms, who tags Herman for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garms fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Hassett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garms bunts towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cooney. Page reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Page scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Gleason throws the ball into Hack, who tags Fletcher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler bunts towards the mound. Page fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground that hits Cooney. Cooney is out and Garms is safe at first. There goes Cooney trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell bunts for an out with unknown description. Lieber moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Page hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Hassett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hassett who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Max West pinch hits for Johnny Cooney. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warsler moves to third. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warsler scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max West now playing center field. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garms juggles the ball. That's an error on Garms. Russell moves to second. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Page hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Russell scores. Bartel moves to third. Page moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Hermann reaches third base with a triple. Bartel scores. Page scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Massey reaches second base with a double. Fletcher goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Cubs. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Jim Turner. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.